Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Younger is in the building. What's happening, sir?
What's happening? What up? What up, everybody?
Everyone's very excited to see you. Look here, Candy.
Oh, we live.
Ricky's entered the room. Sipe Sitle's entered the room. There's a lot of love for Younger. All these flame emojis.
Shout out. I only got love for them too, you know.
If you were an emoji, which emoji would you be, Younger?
I used to be like that policeman one because I had a song called Manching Ilan. So I used to be the policeman.
Okay. And these days?
These days, I don't know, man. I'm that guy that's lifting the weights in the picture, you know. I'm that guy, you know, working hard in the gym all day.
Doing the thing.
Yeah.
You've had a good 2018 so far. What's been the highlights 4 months in so far for you?
4 months in, I think my new single has been a big highlight, but a more personal highlight that's not out there yet is the fact that, like, I'm, like, 90-something percent done with my album.
Wow.
You know, and I'm confident about it. I feel like it's the best work I've ever done.
Huh.
Yeah.
How long has that been in the making for, putting that together? That's long.
I think in my head I started, like, in 2012 already.
Wow.
But it's basically just, like, a collection of music that I've been making. I've dropped some EPs along the way.
Yeah.
I've picked some that I like and some that I don't like, and I've dropped some EPs, but I've made a lot more that are, like, you know, out of this world, and I've saved them all up for the album, so that's why I'm, like, pretty excited.
You played a really solid game the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Sort of working with the right people, putting out really great stuff. Has there been a massive strategy behind what the past couple of years have looked like for you?
Yeah.
Or have you kind of taken it? But it seems like you're quite a strategic guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything that's, like, the way it is right now, I think, is, like, for me, like, worst case scenario, you know. Obviously, my plans were bigger than what we have now, but, you know, nothing prepares you for that. And to come out of, you know, what it takes to get to this point, I think is something I'm happy that I have now that I'm here. Had my plans worked out before, I wouldn't have learned half the lessons that I've learned, like, just by getting to this point, you know what I mean? So it's a bit of it's a best of both worlds for me, you know.
Okay, but you're downplaying it a little bit, yeah, bro. You're in literally possibly the most... I mean, if people had to choose an industry in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
You could be an accountant, you could be a lawyer, you could be...
Yeah.
Hip-hop is literally, from the amount of people that want to be successful in it, it is one of the most competitive industries for 50 million South Africans.
Yeah.
And you've been super successful. So, like, you've got to attribute... You may not think it's successful, but you have a name, you have a brand, you have a following, you get paid to perform, like, you're making a living out of it.
Yeah, I think my vision is actually for, like, SA hip-hop as a whole, you know, not just for me and what I do and what I get done, you know, just, like, as a whole in terms of, like, how we're treated by the global community and how our artists, like, their accessibility, like, to international platforms, et cetera, like, platforms like Spotify, you know. So those are the type of things that, you know, like, if you have a Spotify and you have a South African artist on there and they listen to the music, it should be amazing, you know, so that other doors can open for other people who want to do other things. You know, it's not like the music industry is an island on its own, and neither is any artist that's in it. You know, we're all working together towards, like, global, like, recognition, you know what I mean? So we're almost there, though.
Younger's dropping it like it's hot. He says we're almost there. I loved what you tweeted the other day. You said, just be the master of your own thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, this whole other sort of seems like spiritual, philosophical side to you.
Yeah.
That, like, you're pretty conscious in terms of, I don't know, everything that you do.
Yeah.
How you come across, whether it's to... I don't know, like a family member versus 10,000 people on a stage.
Yeah. I think, like, look, I mean, you know... A lot of people, like, you know, they react to, like, the people that are just around them. And for me, it's like I've taken risks and gotten to this point, not because, like, I'm just lucky or whatever, you know. It's always been, like, a destiny type thing in my brain, you know. Ever since from Queenstown all the way to Joburg, that was, like, 12 years ago, you know. And when I came here, I was coming for 2 weeks, you know what I mean?
That's like 18 you came here,
You understand? So I think it's just destiny and fate, man. I believe in that, you know. And, you know, I'm spiritual like that, you know. And the music is, like, the God factor in everything that I do. Because anything that I say or do in front of that mic, whether people like it or not, it's, like, out of my hands, you know. It's up to him if he decides that this is the message that he wants us to spread, you know what I'm saying?
Everyone out there is thinking, like, yo, if I came to Joburg for 2 weeks, I could have a whole career.
You can do it. You can do it.
I came for 2 weeks and look what happened to me. Hanging out with Younger on hashtag Voof Central. Lena _ Sunny says he is so down to earth as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the more you get to know me, like, the more open I am. But, like, just generally, like, I love my own company, you know. I'm a big fan of myself.
Just so hanging out.
I don't know if that qualifies as downtime.
No, I mean, that's some people find it hard to hang out on their own because, like, it's hard for them to have moments of introspection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do? What's your favorite thing to do when you're on your own?
I'm a smoker. I don't know if you can say that, but, like, usually during the week, you find me smoking, getting ready for an interview, or just, like, watching, like, you know, my old, I got, like, a lot of videos that haven't come out and things like that, so I always try and work and perfect that.
Cool.
Or I'm in the studio just, like, making music. That's just it.
So it's not like, so you can't, like, binge 13 episodes of a series at a time, or do you do that as well?
Yeah, sometimes I do that. That's best when you have a hangover and you're in bed, you know.
Yeah.
It helps.
Tsepang Max says, what's your favorite local song so far? I guess let's put it in the context of this year. Your favorite local tune?
This year it has to be, well, right now it's Tapsi. Tapsi's song, Ubuya Nini. That song is amazing. Like, I heard it on radio and I thought,
she's doing really good.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, you know.
Lena underscore Sunny is literally screaming my ass off that you said Lena underscore Sunny's name, so that's cool. What's your favorite number? Candy Kins wants to know.
My favorite number would have to be either 10 or 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I have a little moniker that says Panamera Magavele times 10. Like Panamera Magavele means that he must appear, and then times 10 is like 10 times, you know, to the power of 10, anything you do, you know.
That's
what I mean?
Dope.
Yeah, and number 1 is obvious.
Yeah. So no relation to 10111?
Nah.
Okay, cool.
Nah.
Candy Kins has given me a shout out, so he's going to give you, there you go.
Shout out, Candy Kins. Shout out.
He has a question, it's a pretty interesting one. This is, what is your spirit animal?
Wow. That's crazy. I think it might be the rabbit. Also because, like, I think that's Eminem's spirit animal. And me and Eminem are born on the same day, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the rabbit.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Swag Bang says, what was your dream car when you were 10? I like that. It's like a whole contextual question. So not just your dream car.
Yeah.
Now you assume that he's got it. So what was it when you were 10? And does he have it now?
I don't have it now. But my dream car, actually, I don't remember if I was 10 or not, but I used to love that Chevy. One of the first Chevys to come out, my aunt had one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, almost looked like a station wagon. It was really ugly now that I think about it. But back then, I was like, I'm going to get this car. This is going to be my first car. And as soon as I could get it, I didn't want it anymore.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because that's how these things work.
Mm.
What do you think it is the most interesting thing that people find about you? What do people usually give as feedback after meeting and say, like, listen, this guy's really cool and it's for this reason?
I think it would be, like, obviously the humbles and the down-to-earth ones, you know. But I think...
Has it always been like that, though? You've got to have had an inflated version of yourself at some point.
I think for me, like, you know, I used to work, like, behind the scenes, like, early on in my career as just, like, a videographer, you know. And I'd meet all these people that I admired, all these icons. So I couldn't just run to them and say, I'm younger, the videographer, because I was still working on being an artist.
Hmm.
So I, like, didn't really want to meet them until, like, I was really... younger, the rapper, you know what I mean? So that's made me, like, seem, like, really shy, you know. So every time we speak, you know, I'm really, like, very chilled anyway, you know. That's just my personality. I don't know.
Yeah. What do your exes say about you?
Do they say anything? Yeah,
they might be quite upset. I don't know. It seems like you've got it together.
Yeah, they're probably like, damn, the one that got away type of vibe. You know? There's not many of them, so.
Okay, not a lot. Who do you think knows you the best in the world?
Knows me the best. It would have to be my best friend, Nota. He's Questa's DJ / manager guy. Yeah, I think he knows me better than
myself. Did you guys grow up together as a thing, like,
We didn't grow up together. We actually met at Ventilation when I was working for Slicker and Smacks.
Cool.
He was, like, coming from high school to the office, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, don't come to me, you know? Go to Smacks because he's in charge of this ship, you know? Because if you come to me, they're going to tell me to get rid of you, you know? So he stuck around and then he got, like, responsibilities to do. And then by the time he was out in varsity, you know, he decided he also just wanted to do the music thing. Yeah, so ever since we just, like, lived together, really.
Is it interesting to you that, like, the people that you really looked up to are kind of like sort of not like peers now, but sort of are. I mean, you're all sort of not that everyone's at the same level, but people that you thought were like, wow, you're so incredible. Like they know who you are, they know your story, they're friends with you. Is it weird when you become friends with the people that you used to watch on TV?
It's actually very hard to become friends with those people because the first mentor I had was Slicker, right?
Yeah.
And Slicker has
that's quite a hard benchmark.
Slicker had like no friends whatsoever, and I always asked him, why don't you have friends? And he's like, no, they just don't understand the vision. They see what they see now, you know, and they're here to enjoy that. But when you're trying to work for something else, when things are good, they're not there. You know what I mean? So rather distance yourself from those type of thoughts where it's like, let's just celebrate and have a good time for now. You know, stay in your own thoughts where you have your own vision for like 20 years, 50 years, you know. So I stayed like that, and I don't have much friends. So like now, artists that I spend a lot of time with have become friends. So that's also like weird to be. It's weird. It's harder to be a friend, you know, when you're just focused on your own vision and everyone that's with you is just like there for the journey. You know,
sounds like a bit of a lonely life.
It is a lonely life, but
I mean, it's
it is a look. It is a lonely life, but I prefer it this way, man. You know, I've got a lot of things I want to do. Like when I started, when I actually made my first song, I promised myself that, you know, I'm gonna go for like global acclaim.
Yeah.
Like I want to like move to the States and have a crib in LA and Miami and all that stuff. Yeah. Like that level, you know. So you know, it is what it is.
I don't want to run out of time without giving this over to everybody else. What do you look for in a relationship?
I look for space.
Okay. So Pang says, the weirdest thing that a fan has done to you would be?
Maybe like, I don't know.
No
weird things.
Do you get like weird messages?
I think everybody does.
I don't think so.
I get random messages from random numbers.
What messages you get.
But it's usually like dudes also like trying to get me to listen to a song and stuff.
Okay, yeah. A lot of data file host links.
Yeah.
Baddy says, if you're single, can I be your girl?
Not anytime soon.
Okay. What does it take to get a follow on Instagram?
A follow.
What's your clan name?
Cool, and then
the next question is, can you say that backwards? I'm kidding. Well, you probably could. A lot of people, so much love for you coming through. And the love never gets old, right?
I mean, every day it seems like a new person, like, you know, with new
jumping
intentions.
On. Yeah.
So I like it, you know, I appreciate it.
Do you like a rap more than trap?
I don't like a rap more than trap. I like a music more than rap.
When you started out, how did you get your work out there?
It was a data file host. It was SoundCloud, you know, Facebook, YouTube.
All those platforms.
Every single one of them.
And then someone just says yes. Younger just yes.
Can I say a fun fact? I remember this weekend. You know, like when you like at a high school, right?
Yeah.
And they playing like the drums, singing for the first team rugby. I just remembered that I started that in high school, all the way in Queenstown in 2005.
That's
you know,
dope.
I remember that because we had like a rehearsal for the actual thing where they do like the color trooping, the color thing.
Yeah.
And after that, we actually had a sing song because our sing song the previous night was so bad. We had another one. And then on our way to that one, like I started playing that Chiwelele thing because I played the trumpet.
Yeah,
you know, it was like, di-da-da-da. And then the dude that was playing the drum went, do-do-do-do-do-do. And then that weekend, we played it at the first team match. And then it spread through the Eastern Cape and spread through the country. So next time you see me, thank me.
That's why it's Younger Chief. bro, how do we find you on social media?
At It's Younger Chief, that's Instagram and Twitter. Younger is the fan page on Facebook. Shut up.
I dig it. Someone says, yeah, big up to your work. It's always very, very cool to hang out. Someone's asking for a verse. We've run out of time, but you can get it on all music platforms.
Shut up. Yeah,
day,
so soon is out there. Every platform, go get it, please.
Go check it out. Younger, very, very cool to hang out. If people remember one thing from this interview, what should they remember?
They should remember that my album is dropping this year in September.
Very exciting. That's a Younger there hanging out on Vuv Central. Sir, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen on VuvCentral.com.